Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, I'm Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. Kevin's going to be talking to us today about the freedom that comes from real estate investing, and that is a very big subject and an important one. They all are important. So let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, thank you, Lewis.
So as we customarily do, let's dive into this because the freedom that comes with real estate investing is very powerful. Tell us more about that.
Well, you're so right, Lewis. It is very powerful. And as a real estate investor, I would venture to say that many people who aspire to be real estate investors, they're very likely aspiring for that because of the freedom they hear about, they read about, they learn about that results from owning your own business and specifically owning your own real estate investing business. And I'll admit that freedom was very appealing to me as a 20-year corporate employee, you know, someone who thrived in a very rigid and disciplined environment. The excitement and the allure of owning my own business as a real estate investor and living or potentially achieving a different state of freedom, that was very enticing, and it was a motivating factor for me over 10 years ago when I became a real estate investor, and more specifically, 6 years ago when I became a full-time real estate investor and left that rigidity and discipline of the corporate world. You know, the freedom, it comes in a lot of different forms when you are a full-time real estate investor, and the forms of freedom may be different for each individual who pursues a career as a business owner and a real estate investor. You may, first and foremost, be enticed by the financial freedom, the opportunity to earn more and to accumulate more wealth. Perhaps you've identified that real estate investing will deliver that for you, and it will deliver a financial lifestyle or financial position that's currently not attainable in your current profession. Your freedom as a real estate investor may come in the form of time. Perhaps it will grant you more time in comparison to your current profession, or perhaps it will just simply grant you greater flexibility with your time to do more of the things you want to do, whether that's spending time with your family or traveling or reading or just being able to do what you want to do when you want to do it versus your current employment or profession, which may not allow you that flexibility, and understandably so. It may also, being a real estate investor, offer you professional freedom. Perhaps it's the opportunity to pursue a completely new industry, a completely new profession. And you know, I'll admit that was part of the enticement for me, the opportunity to expand myself, develop myself outside of my current experiences in the corporate world and explore an entirely new professional arena, the arena of residential real estate investing and business ownership. So these are all true forms of freedom, and they're all forms of freedom that I will admit as a real estate investor you can enjoy and you can obtain and you can achieve as a real estate investor. And you may achieve them all or you may achieve only one of them. And that's up to the individual. They're all there, and we all focus on different things, and we have different priorities, and we have different goals and objectives when it comes to what we're seeking, specifically the form of freedom that we're seeking in our roles as real estate investors. Now, that's all fun and exciting to talk about, and it feels good to talk about freedom, pursue freedom, whatever form it may be, and achieve it. But it comes at a price. And, you know, we all know this. Freedom comes at a price. You've heard it in a lot of different contexts, I'm sure, over the course of your life, especially for those of us who live here in the United States and enjoy the freedoms that we do. It comes at a price, a significant price, an ultimate price for many. For a real estate investor, the price you pay is discipline. And I've seen this and realized it and experienced it as a real estate investor myself. That freedom is, yes, it's very enticing, very exciting, and very rewarding, but it comes at a price. When you listen to podcasts or go to seminars or read books or articles about successful residential real estate investors and business owners, you'll see the flavor of discipline throughout the stories they tell. You'll see and hear them talk about rigid processes that they've put in place that they hold not only their team members accountable to within their businesses, but more importantly, they hold themselves accountable to. You'll see they have rigid financial disciplines on how they spend their money, where they spend it, when they spend it. You'll see that they have very strict and defined business models that are extremely disciplined. They focus on what they know works, and they build their businesses around exactly what they know, exactly what they do well, and exactly what has proven to produce results for them. They have proven and disciplined business models. And these are all the disciplines that have rocketed these real estate investors to success. Some of them are still, you know, actively involved in their businesses, and some of them have elevated themselves to completely new levels of freedom where they've been able to step away to some degree from the day-to-day operations of their business and live a lifestyle of a very unique and a very elevated level of freedom. But I'll tell you what, even for those more tenured, more successful first investors who've been able to step away from their businesses or step out of their businesses and who are today working on their businesses versus working in their businesses, even at that extreme level of freedom, you see and you hear them talk about the disciplines that they still maintain. Even though they're not in the trenches, so to speak, day-to-day in their real estate investing, they're very disciplined in the people they hire and the teams they assemble and how they train them. They're very disciplined in how they coach and manage the businesses, the processes, and the people that they've put in place. And that, in turn, those disciplines is what's enabled them to be at the level of freedom they currently enjoy. Or perhaps they may only be working 5, 10, maybe 15 hours a week, if that. They've earned that freedom, and they've earned it through these extreme disciplines, both self-disciplines and then disciplines that they impose upon their businesses. Now, come in a lot of different forms if we've talked, but I think for the new investor and the one seeking a career as a real estate investor or to build a business as a real estate investor, whether it's part-time or full-time, I see first and foremost consistency as a key discipline to seek out and achieve for you, whether you're pursuing this on your own or you're assembling a team around you in your real estate investing business. Consistency is key. Learn what works and then do it and then do it again and do it again. Whether that's following up on leads or motivated sellers who call you. When they call you, you've got to call them back. And you've got to call them back again until they answer. Whether it's marketing your business for those motivated sellers or those leads, you've got to be marketing day in and day out, consistently, over time, in order to create that momentum of leads coming into your business, which ultimately fuels the property that you buy. You've got to be consistent in your offers. Every time you go on a buy appointment to meet with a motivated seller, you've got to make an offer. And to these points, I can tell you as a real estate investor here in Dallas, Texas, for over the past 10 years, right now, I've marketed my business for 64 straight months. I've made a significant monthly investment in marketing, without any change or without any abandonment, 64 straight months of significant investments in marketing, and that's what keeps my business going. And I make an offer on every single appointment I go on. I never leave a living room without leaving behind a cash as-is offer for that seller, for that property. Consistency like this, it takes discipline, and it's the discipline of rinsing, repeating, and doing it again and again and again, those things that you find work for you as a business owner and as a real estate investor. Another form of discipline that I've personally experienced that's critical for me as a real estate investor, and probably critical for you, is the discipline of endurance. You've got to be able to stay the course as a real estate investor. I'll be the first to admit, from personal experience, you're going to have bad months, months when the leads don't come in like you had hoped, or they don't convert into purchases of homes like you hoped. You're going to have bad deals. You will lose money on homes that you purchase and invest in. I have. I'm here to admit it, and I won't skirt that issue. Active high-volume real estate investor, there are times when it's not going to go as planned. You're going to have bad appointments. Motivated sellers are going to call you, and you may be off your game that day, or maybe the seller is off their game that day, and that time you spend with them at the house, it may not go well for whatever reason. The point is, with disciplined endurance, you can't give up at these times. You can't step back. Ironically enough, you actually have to lean in further. What I do as an investor is, if I have a slow week and I don't buy as many homes as I thought I was going to buy, I get excited because I know that that just got me 1 week closer to a great week. If I have a slow month, that just gets me 1 month closer to a great month. If I get a bad lead that doesn't convert into a purchase, I just know that just got me 1 lead closer to that great lead that's going to produce that great investment property. Or if I have a bad appointment, I know I'm just now 1 appointment closer to that great appointment where I meet with a seller, satisfy their objectives, purchase their home, and solve their problem. The point is, you know, you're your own boss. No one's going to pick you up and dust you off or push you forward when times get tough. You have got to have the discipline to do that yourself and the discipline to endure the tough times, the obstacles, and the setbacks of real estate investing. And finally, you've got to be dedicated. You've got to be or got to have discipline, dedication. You've got to have commitment to the vision, what it is you're trying to achieve with your business and your real estate investing. I can tell you, me personally, I know exactly how many rental houses I ultimately want to own. I know the income that's going to create, and I know the lifestyle that that's going to enable and the freedom that that's going to produce. And there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about that ultimate goal or vision, that number of rental properties that I'm ultimately going to own and manage in order to unlock that income, unlock that lifestyle, and unlock that freedom. And I am day in, day out, dedicated and disciplined and focused to achieve that number of rental properties. And you've got to dedicate yourself to your mission, whatever it may be, your goal or your purpose, whatever your reason is for becoming a real estate investor. And your discipline is going to enable you to achieve that goal, and your discipline is going to come as a result of your dedication. So keep in mind, with real estate investing, that freedom is there, but it comes at a price. It's not free. If you're seeking freedom created by real estate investing, discipline is the currency that you're going to use to ultimately obtain that freedom. As a real estate investor, your freedom will come, but it's not going to be freedom of reckless abandonment. It'll be a freedom from relentless discipline.
Great points as always. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Lewis.